This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I stole that in case you don't know. Todd knows. Kevin, you might have missed it. It's just a greeting from a different... I forget the guy's name. Does a radio show that a few million people listen to. Anyway, Todd's missing all of us right now. He's...
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I am Scott Hanna, not Rush Limbaugh, despite my poor attempt at imitating Rush there for a moment. Do you know that's on my bucket list, is filling in for Rush Limbaugh? Have I publicly acknowledged that before?
No, I haven't heard you say that. Have you told Rush?
It's dangerous to do that because then if it doesn't happen, people can go na-na-na-na-na, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rush does know. Yes, he knows. When I asked about it, he said, "Well, when did you last do?" He didn't say this. I should be. I don't want to be fake news on you. His chief of staff said, "How long ago has it been since you did that Hannity show?" You see what's happening there, Kev?
Mm-hmm.
A little competitive thing going on. You know what I'm saying? So they aren't always buddy buddy. It is doggy dog for every listener, just like us. So that's why we're glad you're listening on What's On Your Mind. The program, we call What's On Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Donald Trump, Chris Wallace, face off on whether or not fake news is the enemy of the people. And we actually have the inside scoop on what the... Fargo Forum thinks of the rest of North Dakota outside of Fargo. We're gonna share that with you too before the end of the hour. But we start with the important stuff, and that is a chance to chat with a guest we've had the honor of talking to before, and we appreciate very much the fact that he agrees to join us on the program and talk about his incredible service and those he served with. Medal of Honor recipient Clint Romachet, who is one of fewer than 3,600 Americans since Abraham Lincoln signed the Medal of Honor law back in 1861 to receive this incredible honor. He is part of a Netflix series called Medal of Honor. Here's a little highlight.
One thing that you're going to learn in combat, you learn a lot about love. When you're willing to put yourself in front of that bullet for your man, that's love.
The Medal of Honor is the ultimate form of recognition for courage on the battlefield.
Anybody who receives it is immediately hailed as a hero like none other. It has to be witnessed, and people have to write reports about why this person deserves it.
They have earned it, and they have earned it the hard way.
The Medal of Honor represents usually the worst day of your life.
It is important that people hear these stories.
It's a legacy, and it deserves to be told for the next generations to come.
I can't even wait to watch this. By the way, 8 recipients of the military's highest award for valor are featured in Netflix original docuseries Medal of Honor. One of those is our friend, the author of Red Platoon, Clint Romachet. Clint, welcome back to the program. How are you, sir?
Doing good, Scott. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for this new series and yet another way for you to tell the story and talk about those you served with and their incredible sacrifice as well. So excited for you. Does this feel like another great installment in your amazing story?
It does. I mean, to have another opportunity, another platform, because let's face it, this generation doesn't read as much as ones in previous years past. So to have it convey to another media platform to get it out there, the message of that service and sacrifice for the next generation. Because fewer and fewer are serving nowadays. So I really, truly believe it's upon us as veterans to make sure we share our stories, to make sure that we don't wait for someone else to tell it because they might not get it right, and convey those messages of it's not about the anger of the enemy, higher body count. And I think if you know, when you watch each one of those episodes, they cover all the way from World War II to the current conflicts, Afghanistan, different backgrounds, different walks of life. They all come together, and it's the same single common denominator, and that's that love for your brothers and sisters to your left and right that motivates you to go above and beyond.
Yeah, I never thought about that until I heard that line. You know, you learn about love. No kidding. Talk about sacrifice. And, you know, it's, you know, as we read in your book, I mean, you know, the 8 lives lost that you were part of there at, what was it called, Cop Keating?
Yeah, battle of cop beating. Yeah,
yeah, it's something you live with every day, right?
You know, it's one of those things that it'll always be in my memory. But you know, that's the other thing I like to convey to people, that you know, you look at it and the quote in there by Groberg, amazing man. You know, he said, you know, it's essentially one of the worst days of your life. But if you let that control you to be the worst day of your life, you can never move forward. And to share the story more of the good things that happened, the heroics that I got to witness that day with the guys around me, Bunderman and Larson and Avalos and those great men that are still alive today, still moving forward, still doing great, wonderful things, I think is also another very powerful message for our veteran community out there, that we can, you know, if we get stuck living in our past, that controls our future. We can never forget it. We can always pull inspiration and learning lessons from it, but we got to show up for tomorrow and push forward to our future.
How did you go about, you know, assisting with, you know, what you told in the episode that you're in, and what part of the stories you pull out, and, you know, how to just tell us a little bit about what's in, obviously for folks that read the book, which is phenomenal. Compared to those that will quote-unquote binge-watch all of these, which I've already heard folks saying, I'm going to binge-watch it. I've never binge-watched anything in my life, so I don't even know what that term is. But, you know, like you say, it's that younger generation and how they consume media. But how'd you decide what goes in?
You know, I think it's such a difficult process because, with you know, part of it's reenactment of the battle that day. Part of it's, you know, direct interviews from the guys. Part of it's, you know, what's going on in the future and going on right now in my life. And it's hard to take a 15-hour firefight and put it into to 20 minutes. But I think really it's more about that story of the sacrifice than the story of the action flick. And I really think Netflix really did an amazing job of capturing that idea of the love of each other, the camaraderie, the moving forward together. And, you know, it's just so very difficult for any combat veteran to convey their story of the horrors of combat to anybody else that hasn't ever been there. And I don't think we'll ever find really a way to do that. But we've got to try to continue to at least shine a little bit of light that we can provide to convey those messages, to remember those that are no longer here, to show forward that service, that sacrifice, that duty to country, that duty to your brothers, to your left and right.
You mentioned part of it being a reenactment. I mean, are you one of the actors? Are you actually part of it? Or are you know, sort of saying, hey, this goes there and that goes there? What's your role in that?
Well, I've got more of a face for radio. And as my 17-year-old daughter said, that Paul Wesley, that actor that they cast to play my part, said they well overcast the handsomeness.
Spoken like a true teenage daughter right there, I'll say. Yeah.
You know, and they bring you down to reality, and that's what they do. My family, my network is, you know, everyone kind of looks at Clint Romichet, the Medal of Honor recipient, but still the guy that takes out the trash, still the guy that runs kids to school in the morning, gets them ready, and it's still being, you know, just that same guy. But now with a platform and a message.
So the reenactment is you saying, no, 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 go over here, but directing it, you know, helping them, you know, understand what happened, I guess, huh?
You know, a lot of my involvement came in with, you know, and I'm sure there'll be kind of veterans out there that'll pick apart some of the reenactment stuff. The way we talked on the radio is kind of the way the layout of just to portray visually the actions that day. And for me, I kind of looked at it and kind of gave the guidance of let's bring this to a level where you don't need 4 years of military experience to understand all the radio jargon. Let's simplify it down so all walks of life can kind of understand what's really going on as they're telling the story.
Clint, we so appreciate you. We love the North Dakota connection. Certainly appreciated all your service with Congressman Kevin Cramer's Veterans Advisory Board and just all of the great things you've done to celebrate the men and women in the United States military and make sure we remember what they go through day in and day out to protect us. So thanks so much. Congrats on Netflix, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you so much for having me, Scott.
Clint Romachet, Medal of Honor winner.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Pembina and McHenry counties in North Dakota, a 1,700-acre crop farm in Daniels and Valley counties in Montana, a 3,400-acre ranch auction on the North Dakota-South Dakota border in Sioux County, North Dakota, an extensive truck construction and farm equipment auction in Steele, North Dakota on November 29th. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support an all-of-the-above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Today by the University of Mary. A gang at UMary have a dinner tonight in Fargo. They of course, are amazing in hospitality. They really are. Honoring some special people tonight. And I have been the guest of the University of Mary at various events, speakers, you know, dinners, awards, I don't know how many times. Way more than I've been at NDSU or at UND. And that's saying something. UND may be close, having been there for 18 years. But they just know hospitality. They really do. Monsignor Shea himself as the leader and his whole team just do a really, really good job. Rich Vedder and Craig Vedder, sorry. Always mix him up with his brother. That's my bad. Anyway, go to church with one and see another one at the University of Mary. So it happens. Anyway, appreciate very much the University of Mary's hospitality, and I'm looking forward to tonight. And I also want to know that if I want you to know that if you're a nurse, you become a nurse. Why? You have a heart for others. You most likely want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. And the University of Mary is here to help. They have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand that desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings as well. How do you do it? Advanced degree. That's the key. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with these advanced degrees by the year 2020. So the University of Mary is setting out to make that possible for you to move forward. They have a Master's of Science in Nursing degree now for $15,000. That's a remarkable value in comparison to programs elsewhere, which can run $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 higher. So get that Master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary. Smart choice, because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. All right, I've been promising to play you an excerpt of an interview that Chris Wallace conducted with Donald Trump. It aired yesterday on Fox News Sunday. It is a clip where the two of them are going back and forth on whether or not his tweet saying that fake news was the enemy of the people had gone too far. I want to know if you believe fake news to be the enemy of the people. I want you to listen to who you think is right here, and if so, why you think they're right. And then let's talk about it. Roll that, if you would.
Let's get to the bigger issue. In 2017, last year, you tweeted this, and I want to quote it accurately. The fake news media is not my enemy. It is the enemy of the American people.
It's true, 100%. Not the media. I'm glad you're finally quoting it correctly, because they like to leave the fake news.
Okay, but that's what you said.
Fake news. So, but the people that are supporting me in particular, they're very smart people. They're hardworking, brilliant, great people. They know when the news is fake. And they get angry when they see all of the fake news. Frankly, the network.
There have been people who have been critical of other presidents. No president has liked his press coverage. John Kennedy, in your Oval Office, canceled the subscription to the New York Herald Tribune. Nobody called it the enemy of the American people.
Chris, I'm calling it the fake news is the enemy. It's fake. It's phony. No. I don't mind getting bad news if I'm wrong. If I do something wrong, like, for instance, the cemetery, I was not allowed to go because of the Secret Service, because they expected to take a helicopter. Okay. They had zero visibility. They said, sir, we are totally unequipped for you to go. In addition to that, the cemetery was far too far away from Air Force One, which is sort of like a control center where you had to be near. Now, one paper that I saw wrote it that way. They said I stayed out of it because of the rain. And yet, the following day, I made a speech at the American Cemetery. It was pouring. It wasn't even really raining the first day, but the fog was tremendous. Okay?
But, sir, leaders in authoritarian countries like Russia, China, Venezuela, now repress the media using your words.
I can't talk for other people. I can only talk for me. I will tell you.
But you're seen news, around the world as a beacon for repression, not
Chris,
for...
I'm not talking about you, but you sometimes maybe, but I'm not talking about you. The news about me is largely phony. It's false. Even even sometimes they'll say, sources say, there is no source, in many cases. In many cases, there is.
I understand you don't like your coverage.
No, no, no.
Can I just bring the bigger
94%
issue?
94%.
Can I bring the bigger issue up?
Yeah.
Bill McRaven. Retired admiral, Navy SEAL, 37 years, former head of U.S. Special Operations.
Hillary Clinton fan.
Special Operations.
Excuse me, Hillary Clinton fan.
Who led the operations, commanded the operations that took down Saddam Hussein and that killed Osama bin Laden, says that your sentiment is the greatest threat to democracy in his lifetime.
He's a Hillary Clinton backer and an Obama backer. And frankly,
he's a Navy SEAL.
Wouldn't it have been nice if we got Osama bin Laden a lot sooner than that? Wouldn't it have been nice? You know, living, think of this, living in Pakistan, beautifully in Pakistan, in what I guess they considered a nice mansion. I don't know, I've seen nicer. But living in Pakistan, right next to the military academy, everybody in Pakistan knew he was there. And we give Pakistan $1.3 billion a year. And they don't tell him? They don't tell
him. You're not even going to give them credit for taking down bin Laden?
They took him down, but look, look. There's news right there. He lived in Pakistan. We're supporting Pakistan. We're giving them $1.3 billion a year, which we don't give them anymore, by the way. I ended it because they don't do anything for us. They don't do a damn thing for us. I'm totally in favor of the media. I'm totally in favor of free press. We've got to be fair press. When it's fake...
But the president get to decide what's fair and what's not.
I can tell what's fair and not. And so can my people and so can a lot of other people.
I understand that, but...
When you do something very good and they write it badly, and this is consistently, when you... As an example, rarely do they
Barack
talk
Obama
about...
Barack Obama whined about fake news, Fox News all the time, but he never said we were the enemy of the people.
Well, no, he didn't talk about the news. He didn't talk about anything. I'm only saying it very differently than anyone's ever said it before. I'm saying fake news, false reporting, dishonest reporting, of which there is a lot, and I know it. See, I know it because I'm a subject of it. A lot of people don't know it, but when I explain it to them, they understand it. And Chris, you know that better. You don't have to sit here and act like a perfect little, wonderful, innocent angel. I know you too well. I knew your father too well. That's not your gene. But let me tell you,
I think some of the coverage of you, sir, and I've said it on the record, is biased. But I don't think that there
most of it is biased.
But the idea that you call us the enemy of the people.
I'm not calling you that.
We're all together.
You don't understand it.
We're all together.
No. I'm not calling you.
CNN and the New York Times. We're in solidarity, sir.
I am calling fake news. Fake reporting is what's tearing this country apart. Because people know, people like things that are happening, and they're not hearing about it.
Was that hard to understand? I think Donald Trump couldn't have been more clear in explaining that to Chris Wallace, who could not get it. You're calling all of us that. You're calling all of us the enemy of the people. No, if you're not lying, if you're not putting fake news forward, dishonest reporting, you have nothing to worry about. Oh, my gosh. What do you think? Tell me, 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm NDSU Extension crop economist Dr. Frank Olson. The trade dispute with China has led to retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans, which is reducing price and impacting grain flows. No soybean export sales are being booked out of the Pacific Northwest or Gulf ports to China, which is the primary destination for U.S. soybeans. Local elevators are reserving storage space for soybeans that have already been contracted, which means there will be little or no room for uncontracted soybean deliveries at harvest. Many farmers are already making plans to store their soybeans, but may not understand the severity of the problems. I'm suggesting that farmers should be prepared to store their soybeans until mid-summer of 2019. Why? Number one, we don't know when the Chinese tariffs will be reduced or removed, or possibly return. Even after the tariffs are removed, it will take several months before North Dakota soybeans will begin to flow efficiently into the Pacific Northwest terminals. My advice? Plan ahead. Don't panic and don't guess. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Director James Comey and the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch can both expect subpoenas soon from the House Judiciary Panel. Comey recently on Twitter saying he wants it to be a public hearing, but South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, says
the FBI ever conducted an interview
in public? And has the FBI ever conducted an interview where you were limited to 5 minutes, which is what happens in congressional hearings?
Gowdy and other Republicans say they want to look in further to the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email and decisions that were made and not made leading up to the November elections in 2016. Officials say 77 people have been killed by the Camp Fire in Northern California, and over 1,000 people are still listed as missing. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
Brought to you in part by Go Wireline. Great place to work. North Dakotans that have been at the game a long, long time. And that's important, you know. There are obviously options. But there's no other North Dakota wireline company that does what they do at Go Wireline. Nearly 200 years combined experience in the wireline industry. And five of their founders have over 30 years of wireline experience in the Wolfson Basin. So these are North Dakota folks. GoWireline.com/careers to find out more about going to work for them. All right. What did you think of the interview? And answer the question for me. Is fake news the enemy of the people? Or is Donald Trump erring in phrasing it? By the way, this was a tweet. I don't remember when. Let me go look up when it was. But they're still obsessing over it. Mike in Perham, Minnesota, home of Barrel of Fun. What's on your mind?
Oh, Scott, I'm losing my voice, so I'm on borrowed time. But I firmly agree with the president. The press is the enemy of the people. You look at people like Don Lemon and Joe Scarborough and Rachel Maddow. These people make Baron Munchausen look like he has a learner's permit. I mean, these people... They figure it's like Dan Rather said, blood sells. Yeah, lies sell real good. It's rank sensationalism, Scott. It really
just
is.
But just so you understand, Donald Trump is not saying the media, CNN, is the enemy of the people. He is specifically saying, the guy's smart. He knows exactly what he's saying. He's saying fake news is the enemy of the people. Because if you say Don Lemon is the enemy of the people, then you get a bunch of people say, my gosh, we've got enemies all over the globe, and you're calling reporters, enemy. And you know, I mean, I guess it depends on your definition of enemy, and you know, but the point is this: we are debating a simple question: is fake news the enemy of the people? That's what Donald Trump said. He's defending it in his interview. Chris Wallace has got his hair on fire, freaking out about it.
Right, and Chris Wallace, stop assuming that he means all media when he says fake media.
This is something you've got to consider, though, in all of this. They are like one big club. You know, even, you know, when there's different networks and different ideologies, you saw that with the Jim Acosta thing. They're all, you're saying that about us, sir. You're saying that about us. And then, no, he's not. I mean, how about this one? Sir, leaders in authoritarian countries like Russia, China, Venezuela now repress the media using your words. Oh, wait a minute here. Whose fault
they
is that?
Not.
Whose fault is that?
He's talking about countries that are communist countries, where repression of the media is a fact of life.
Okay, but here's...
Look at Russia and Pravda. At least you know where they're coming from.
But here's my point. 94% of the coverage of Donald Trump by the fake news media in the United States is negative. Now, you can like Donald Trump. You can like Donald Trump. You can hate Donald Trump. If you think 94% of what he's doing is negative, you are out to lunch. Just look at the facts, okay? North Korea, the military funded. Let me go down the list, okay? Look at the growth rate. So the point is, they are incapable of looking at him and his policies fairly. He's the subject of the fact that this is fake news, like his example on the helicopter. You guys say I wouldn't go because I didn't want to stand in the rain. Secret Service told me I couldn't go, and I read it in every paper. You all had it wrong. Fake news. Now, how is fake, phony, fraudulent, not the enemy of the people?
It is the enemy of the people. It's been the enemy of the people for a long time now, simply because they don't like Donald Trump and the way he does business. Thing of it is, he'll come out and tell you the truth, that black is black, black is black.
You bet. Mike, appreciate the call. Take care of that voice. Ryan and Minot, your take.
Yeah, I just was wanted to call and talk about a couple of things that I had seen, you know, on Facebook, going through Facebook like I do in the morning. And I think that not only does the fake news report falsely on Donald Trump, but I think they do with all Republican ideologies. The article that I read or came across that one of my family members shared was said something to the effect of federal court of appeals denies Native Americans the right to vote in the midterm elections. And that was referring to, I believe it was Measure 2. And we all heard how they were taking that measures to mean that we're not allowing them to vote based off of their address. And another one that I came across was, this was just the other day, spoke to the LGBT community. There's actually a large group that's with this caravan that's coming up from Central America. And I mean, it's just everywhere. It's not just with Trump. It's not on the news. It's social media. And I think that the social media is obviously, that's where people get most of their news from, is almost a little more dangerous than what you see on CNN and the other news outlets.
And it is a lie. I mean, again, the whole use your Native American voting example. It's a lie. So can we not agree on this? Whether Republican, Democrat, liberal, or conservative, a lie is bad. It's the enemy. I mean, right? I mean, what is the devil called? The father of lies, right? That's the devil's, that's his moniker. The father of lies. What do you mean? So they're lying. That sounds like an enemy to me.
100% agree with you. 100%. I don't understand how people can actually see those, read those, and believe that those are even close to the truth. I get fierce. I get hot about it.
Well, you should, Ryan. I appreciate your call and well said. Ray and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, is that you, Scott?
It is. Ray, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear my name there. Yeah, this thing on the fake news, it's just unbelievable. I ask the reporters to just tell us the truth. Not your opinions, not your ideology. Just give us the facts. We are smart enough out here. We are educated enough out here to figure it out for ourselves. But just tell us the truth. It's just unbelievable. I listen to your radio station pretty much every day, Scott, because I'm on the road every day. And I appreciate what you do. There's a term out here used amongst a lot of people called be a free thinker. And I believe I'm a free thinker. And I believe most of us who listen to your radio station are free thinkers. We can do this for ourselves. And Donald Trump is the best thing that ever happened to this country. I didn't care for him when he first came up for election. But I researched him a little bit. I listened to him, and I stand behind him 100%. And thank you for what you do, Scott. You have a good day.
Bye. Thanks, Ray. I appreciate that. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks. Let's see here who is next. Let's go to Dan in Bismarck on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, I agree with Mr. Ray that was just on, and I agree with Mr. Trump because nobody listened to it. They automatically assumed, like, their first guy from Pernum immediately went off on that other tangent of, it's we the media. No, he's saying specifically it is fake news. Well, when you don't report things correctly, because when we all took media in high school, what did we have? It was the five W's. Who, what, where, when, and why. Now they give you how come and what for and everything else, how you're supposed to feel. No, it's let's get back to the five basics. Who, what, where, when, and why.
Exactly. I got to think there's a business model for that. I say that every time, but I'm like, somebody should try it because everything else is, colored into whatever. And it's big things and little things. I mean, like, there's a story in the forum today, and I got to get to the Jack Zaleski column because it's a beauty. But it's talking about Rob Port's radio show that's been pulled off of WBAY. And so he's done doing radio anymore. But it says, Rob Port, longtime host of the Rob Report. Okay, now I don't know how long Rob's been on this program, but it's, 3 years maybe? I don't know, four. It is not, it's a long time. I want to go, that's a long time? Now, again, this is the same company, so do they, write flowery things about, I don't know. I mean, big things and little, they can't get right. So just give me the facts. Tell me if it's black or if it's white. You know what I mean? And if it's gray, don't go there. Save it for the editorial page. Maybe that would fix something. I don't know. Good chatting with you, Dan. Thank you. Barbara in Wahpeton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I've been listening to your broadcast here about the fake news, so I got my dictionary out just to read what fake is. And I think that if we know what the word fake means, we might have a little bit of a better idea. To make something seem real, satisfactory, by any sort of deception or tampering. I think that kind of explains a lot of what the fake media does to things that President Trump says.
Doesn't it seem real? Yeah, that comes back to the 94% negative in the analysis of coverage of him. Okay.
Absolutely.
You can't convince me that 94% of what he does is negative. I mean, that's ridiculous. So what are they doing with a good chunk of that 94%? They're doing exactly what you just read there. Barbara.
I know. This is a dictionary. Let's find out what fake is. They're not saying what he's saying. They're making it sound worse.
And I don't understand why if I'm looking Chris Wallace in the eye and he's having, he's hyperventilating because you're saying that about all of us. You're saying that about, no, I'm saying when it's fake, when it's twisted, when you have this other sinister agenda to get it out there, that's what the enemy of the people is. Why can't they separate the two?
It's not real. They're not real. I agree. He's not talking about the media. He's talking about those that change the words to fit their agenda.
Well said, Barbara. Thank you for the dictionary update. Dan and Rugby, go.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Hey, just calling in regard to the fake news. I think the average listener probably understands and agrees that it's real, but I'm just wondering why some of these news companies, are they even American companies? I mean, how come people just assume that they have America's interests in their best, in mind as they're, spreading their own agenda? These open borders and redistribution policies, these aren't in the best interest of the American people. I mean, are these even American news companies, some of them, when you go back?
Yeah, that's a good point. There's another category for enemy there. Absolutely, Dan. Thank you. More after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey,
I'm Matt, the pizza guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. There's excitement in the air, and you're going to feel it next time you see your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza. Everything that has made Pizza Corner Pizza the finest anywhere will stay the same. The generous amounts of quality toppings, the tangy tomato sauce, all on an Italian-style bakery crust. But we're excited to present to you the new and fresh updated packaging that will reinforce Pizza Corner Pizza as the pride of North Dakota. Need a quick dinner or a football game snack? Consider a Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon. My wife, Maria, and I, and our daughters, were in Norway about 2 years ago with the great Carol Juven. And I'll tell you what, it was a trip of the lifetime. Not just because we saw some incredible sights and cities in Norway, but we met our relatives. And Carol Juven helps you find your relatives, even if you've never known where they were or whatever. I mean, that in and of itself is an incredible service. So we're going back to celebrate our heritage and witness the midnight sun, fjords, waterfalls, mountains, 7-day land tour. Where will we go, Mr. Juven?
You can go to Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, Trondheim.
Then travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun aboard a beautiful Norwegian ship, the Polaris, which I understand visits some really neat places. Where?
Absolutely gorgeous. The Lofoten Islands, the North Cape, the Kirkenes along the Russian border. You're visiting some cities that like Narvik and Harstad were World War II famous. The largest cannon in the world is there, and it's still being shown to the people.
Yeah, so this cruise is about learning the history of Norway. Think about that in World War II and how they lived. It's amazing. 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093, 800-343-0093. We'll send you out a packet of information.
Welcome along.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by folks who want to keep you safe, want to keep you alive, want to give you the tools so you can do what is necessary to protect you and your family, and for your family, too. This is all very important. That's the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and WSI. WSI has some training coming up right now. In fact, it's called the Claims 101 Training. Injury reporting, what constitutes a work injury, roles and players on a work comp claim, designated medical provider, claims management philosophy. You get all that. It is coming up. If you go to workforcesafety.com, you can see the schedule. November 28th through 29th, the North Region Association of Safety Professionals annual Safety and Health Conference is happening. That's the 20th and 29th, November 30th in Devil's Lake, the North Central Safety Association annual conference. So check it out at workforcesafety.com and, of course, ndsc.org. If you click on the training icon, all kinds of great training, including CPR, AED, first aid, Alive at 25. Get your son or daughter in a defensive driving course that could save their life. You don't want to get that call. Grand Forks, December 2nd, the next one, Alive at 25, ndsc.org. Not many things make me really mad. Like, in other words, just where I can actually say it's anger, right? An irritant here or there, whatever, but I'm pretty laid back. I don't get too worked up. I mean, I get worked up, but it's not in anger. It's more in passion, you know, in wanting my ideas to come across and to give you an opportunity to say I agree or I disagree. But I am so angry with the column I read this weekend in the Fargo Forum by Jack Selesky. Now, Jack Selesky is a longtime newspaper man in North Dakota. All right. He was for decades the editorial page editor at the Fargo Forum, and before that would have been up in Devil's Lake. He now writes columns only and is semi-retired, but still is a revered figure. I mean, I've been in news huddles with this guy. A news huddle, by the way, is where sort of the editors and a few reporters and sit around in a newspaper and decide, you know, what's the story we should cover, what would be the angle, you know, all of that. And I've seen him. So you got, as it goes, you know, he's kind of been around a long time, and a lot of folks listen to him. And this is the way he thinks. Listen to this. He wrote a column about Kevin Cramer's win, and, in it he basically says, he uses the quotes, Abe Lincoln, you can fool all of the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Lincoln's wisdom notwithstanding, Cramer has fooled most North Dakotans most of the time. Go back and look at Kevin Cramer's service and look at his vote totals and tell me he's, you know, fooling people. You don't fool people. You know what that says? You're dumb. If you voted for Kevin Cramer, you're dumb. I know better than you because I'm a newspaper man. I'm a journalist. Boy, I know what to do. It gets worse, folks. It gets worse. I'm not going to bore you with all this, but he goes on to talk about why, you know, family farms used to be Democrats and they're gone now. Big business and agribusiness has taken over. So therefore, you know, it's, you know, greedy Republicans and conservatives that have all this. And, you know, mega farms are integrated into large scale agribusiness systems, which favor Republicans, of course. Right. It's also about prosperity. Republican canon can be simmered down to, quote, I got mine. And to hell with you. This, again, is what a journalist in the newsroom of foreign communication thinks about you if you're Republican. By the way, more Republicans than Democrats in North Dakota. Go look at the elective office right now. They hold every single one. Talk about fake news. Red trumps blue when times are good in North Dakota. This is his assessment. Meanwhile, it's been red since Ed Schaefer took over a mess in 1992, and you know, which was mostly blue, and he turned it red with good economic policies. That's how you stay in power, Jack. Not voting for people who are of the entitlement theory. Anyway, red trumps blue when times are good in North Dakota, he says. Not everywhere. In Fargo and in several eastern counties, voters trended blue. No surprise. Oh, in Fargo and several eastern counties, voters trended blue. No surprise. Why no surprise? Well, the population is younger, more educated, open to new ideas, and welcoming of newcomers. Business leaders and investors are social innovators. They embrace change and look outward to the wider world rather than build walls and enshrine exclusivity. Holy buckets! Did you hear what this guy just said? Journalist! Forum Communications! Fargo's more educated. Guess what? The rest of you are dumb. Fargo's open to new ideas. You aren't. Fargo's welcoming of newcomers. You aren't. You hate people. And business leaders and investors everywhere else in the state of North Dakota besides Fargo are not social innovators. I could puke listening to that. I could puke. And then I listen to President Trump talk about you.
The people that are supporting me in particular, they're very smart people. They're hardworking, brilliant, great people.
Yeah, exactly right. And they're in those other places in North Dakota. Jack Zaleski, you should be ashamed. It's time to go to Vermont and, you know, walk in the woods. And sadly, he speaks for most of the journalists in this state. It's a disgrace. And I'm mad about it, if you can't tell. God bless you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.